Brandon, you ready to go? It's time.
Yep. Let's do this, Arthur.
Yeah, man. Showtime, baby.
U.S. elections. Am I right?
What a dumpster fire, eh?
Don't I know
it? Yeah, don't say that on air.
What do you mean?
Can't say that on air. That's the type of crap that'll get you canceled. Big networks hate people speaking their true opinion.
You know, I suppose that's fair. Who's on today?
Didn't do your show prep, eh?
Just tell me.
Your guest tonight is Dr. Elliot Peters, instructor at McGill and political commentator.
This guy's no joke.
He worked with Brian Mulroney's administration, so he knows a thing or two about fallacy.
All right.
That's not to say you should insult him, though. He's deeply patriotic.
Canadians fan?
Maple Leafs.
Dear God.
Exactly. Also, by the way, we're taking callers today.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Elliot insisted. Brandon Hamilton, meet Dr. Elliot Peters.
It's a pleasure, sir.
It's a pleasure as well, sir. But please, don't call me sir. That's my father. Call me Elliot.
Pleasure to meet you, Elliot.
I'll let you guys get acquainted.
So you're a hockey fan, I presume?
Of course. Go Leafs.
We're not gonna get along too well, my friend.
What? Why's that?
Go Canadians.
And now it's time for the interview with Brandon Hamilton.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the interview with Brandon Hamilton. I'm your host, Brandon Hamilton. Thank you. I'm joined in studio today by Dr. Elliot Peters. Good evening, Elliot.
Good evening, Brandon. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you for coming. I know the blizzard made it hard.
That's Canada for you.
So, Donald Trump and Joe Biden. That was something, wasn't it?
Yes, a country divided coming to the polls. Over 161 million votes were cast, which is truly remarkable.
In which Democrat Joe Biden won?
Yes, precisely. Some say it was as close as Bush-Gore in 2000. But regardless, Biden has some major hurdles ahead. He doesn't own the Senate, and even though over 161 million voted, 72 did not vote for him. So he has immense pressure to bring people from all sides together.
Thank you, Dr. Peters. We will continue with the surprise guest caller after this. Stay tuned.
20 seconds.
We've got an urgent caller on the line, ready and eager to talk.
I don't really think this is a good idea.
Nonsense. As long as it's not an American, it should be sensible.
Well, it's funny you say that.
You're kidding.
10 seconds. Quiet.
Welcome back to the interview.
Look, you'll be fine, okay? We'll cue you in.
4, 3.
And welcome back to the interview with Brandon Hamilton. I'm Brandon Hamilton, your host, and I'm joined in the studio by Dr. Elliot Peters.
Glad to be here.
Elliot, we have a caller on the line to talk about something urgent.
I hope it's not a Bruins fan I've offended.
Let's hope not. Hello, this is Brandon from the Brandon Hamilton Show.
I know who you are, you Canadian sissy. Your show is nothing but propaganda bought by the Republic. I mean the Democrats. All the votes aren't counted yet. Where we come from, we wait for all the votes to be counted. Unless I don't agree, then we stop. Those communists are trying to take away my right to free speech and my guns. That's protected by the Fifth Amendment.
Wait, what?
I mean the Second Amendment.
I understand your frustration, but...
You don't understand anything. This is America. They're trying to make me pay more for taxes for healthcare. Just get insurance.
Okay. There's a lot to unpack
here. I wasn't done.
Actually, I'm just trying to understand.
I said I wasn't done.
I heard you, but you're done now. You showed up to this nice man's show nearly uninvited. And now you're just being rude. As a house guest, you wouldn't show that type of mouth. Show some damn respect. Apologize now.
I won't apologize for the truth. Rock flag and eagle.
Ladies and gentlemen, I must apologize for that caller. We had no idea he was going to be so aggressive.
What a jerk. I'm sorry, Brandon. I flew off the rails there.
Please don't apologize. You helped steer the show back on track. I want to thank you for coming on tonight's show.
My pleasure.
Perhaps we'll go get our feelings checked out at the hospital. For free. Oh, come on. It wasn't that bad. Next time you're on, we'll talk about the Canadians thrashing the Bruins. How does that sound?
Won't that attract more hostility, though?
Worth the risk.
I'm holding you to that.
And that was The Interview with Brandon Hamilton.